not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. If the Lord is pleased to answer the prayer in the hymn we have just sung together, my friends, it will be a blessed season. How confirming I felt it was to this text. Well, may the Lord enable us to continue to speak a few thoughts upon this verse, and may it find us. The Lord knows where each one of us is in our walk, in our experience. For all things are known unto God. It's very blessed, my friends, when we can feel that the Lord knows our pathway. When we can feel that the Lord sees us through and through, and knows all the circumstances connected with our pathway. My friends, there will be those blessed evidences and tokens here and there that the Lord knoweth, and that the Lord is with us. I have witnessed it recently in my affliction this last few months in various ways, and it has filled me with amazement and love to the Lord. I may say to you, some of you know that this last week I've had trouble with the car, and it is a major trouble with it, but I took it to pieces, found the trouble, and the next day I had a check in the post for £20. Amazing. And the people are many, many miles away and know nothing of what's going on. The good hand of God. So you see, my friends, I have reason to be encouraged by this word that the Lord, I believe, spoke to me last Sabbath. Be not dismayed. And now the Lord has come. He has helped. The Lord knows our needs. They are blessed evidences and tokens of His love to us. And you will feel it's a be his love when he touches your heart? Or if the Lord speak this word into our hearts today, my friends, we shall have all we want. Oh, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. You know, friends, you can't really come any lower than that, can you? Help. A help. You see, my friends, the Lord, it doesn't say he's going to deliver us out of this thing, but he's going to help us in it. You see, there are things that his people have to come into, and they have to walk right through them. They have to go right through. There's no halfway measure. The Lord brings right through. And there's only one way that you and I can come right through in these solemn things, and that is by his help. There are many things that I've come through, but only by his help. And my friends, you and I will each need that special grace, that special help to bring us through. Where to? Heaven. Heaven above. My friends, you and I will never reach that blessed place unless the Lord comes to our help. We need his help. We need his teaching. We need his deliverance. We need that sacrifice of Christ, that redemption. We need his blood to cleanse us from our sins. But oh, he says, I will help thee. Oh, I say again, the precious promises there are in this one verse, one after another. It's full of promises. I will help thee. I will help thee. In that circumstance that you may be in there, that perplexity, that thing that you can't manage yourself, that thing that's come upon you, whatever it may be a trial. And it can be providentially or spiritual. There are many things, my friends, in providence that really try us. They do, they dismay us, they worry us, they trouble. We fear that we will not come through. We fear that they're more than we can manage. But my dear friends, there is that precious, gracious God above who sits and reigns. And my friend, he can overrule these things for you and I. And it doesn't matter, my friends, what they are. And I'll tell you this, it doesn't matter whether you're guilty or not guilty. The Lord can still overrule them for your good. I don't know whether I have mentioned it here or not, but I remember many years ago, when I was in my teens, I believe, and I was involved in a motor accident, or a motorcycle actually it was in them days, and according to the laws of the land, I was guilty. And my friends, I was taken to court. But I begged the Lord to appear for me and to help me, and I knew He could. And my dear friends, to my amazement, He did. He appeared in that court. And when the magistrate asked for the witness, the police officer, to give the evidence against me, he was absent. And the magistrate said, the case dismissed, insufficient evidence. You see, my friends, that didn't mean I wasn't guilty. But the Lord, He came and he on my behalf, He worked for me, He delivered me from man. Now, our God, my friend, He can do anything. But we're backward. We're backward in going to our God, especially with time things. But I say again, I've proved Him. And you're proving, and you perhaps have proved Him in some things. There's nothing too small to take to our God. So whatever you may be in there, take it to Him. For He has said, I will help thee. I will help thee. This great holy God of heaven says He'll help a poor sinful worm upon this earth. Oh, the wonder of it. But He's faithful to His word. And some of you have proved it. He has come and helped you. When you've been walking in a pathway of affliction and sorrow, He's supported you, He's helped you, He's brought you through. You may have felt you'd sink under it. You'd never come through. But this gracious God, He reigns and rules, and He knows how to deliver. There's nothing impossible for Him. Whatever the malady may be, whatever the numbers may be, look at Hezekiah's case. Why, there he had hosts against Him. But my friends, the Lord was with him, and all the terrible challenges that they put out against God, how they told the people of Hezekiah that they'd never stand, that no God. Oh, what a terrible challenge. That no God could deliver Hezekiah out of those men. But my friend, the God of heaven, heard that. That terrible challenge, the same as that awful, terrible King Herod. When they gave Him the glory and not God, He was smitten and eaten of worms and died. The Lord reigneth. And my friends, it doesn't matter what numbers there are more for the people of God. Yes, one child of God. There are more that fight for Him than the whole world. He God is on his side. Look, my friends, the prophet, I believe it was Elijah, wasn't it? Or Elisha, one of the two prophets, I know. He sent his servant. His servants came back to the prophet and said that they were surrounded. He saw the hosts of chariots all around against two men. Alas, Master, what shall we do? Be not afraid, there'll be more for us than against than for them. Oh, my friends, the power of God. The prophet could see that God reigned and that all these chariots meant nothing. And it may be in your case. Yes, your case. One individual. We come sometimes into these cases, these experiences, where we feel there's multitudes and hosts against us in various ways. It may not be people, it may be troubles of various sorts and kinds. And we feel that they're beyond us. We can't manage them. We haven't got the ability. We haven't got the wisdom. We haven't got the means. But my friends, if you and I have the need, the Lord has the way. He can supply the need. He can make the way where there seems no way. He comes. He delivers. I will help thee. Has he helped you? Can you not raise an Ebenezer unto the Lord and say, hitherto has he helped me? Has he not helped you the many years that you have been enabled to gather in his house? The many years that you may have been seeking his face and still seeking it for salvation. Yes, by his help you've continued. What has kept you and I from falling away and going back into the world? My friends, if we're honest, there are times when we're very cast down, when there seems everything's against us, and we become despondent and filled with unbelief, and we're tempted to turn back. We're tempted to give it all up. Are we not? And why don't we? Because the Lord keeps us. Sometimes his people do go astray. They do turn back. The prodigal son did. But the Lord brought him back. He was a lost sheep, but not lost beyond the hand of God. The Lord's people can never be lost. Not completely. They can never be completely overwhelmed. They're never brought to despair. Utter despair. Because they're the Lord's. Because he has paid the price. He has bought them. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Lord will bring every one of his dear people unto himself. His eye is ever upon them in whatever trouble they're brought in. This is why this blessed word is here before us, because He knows the pathways that His people will come into. My friends, and look at the many evidences we have in the Word of God of how the Lord works. Look at the many needy cases that have needed a fear not, a fear not, be not dismayed. Look at the three Hebrew children, those men that were threatened by the king of the land, that they would be thrown into the fiery furnace if they worshipped their God. But fear not, I'm with thee, I will help thee. And He did help them. He helped them to continue. He gave them the faith that they might still continue to serve their God, even amidst the threats, even amidst the threats of death. Fear not, I am with thee to help thee. And so, my friends, they are literally cast into the furnace. They didn't escape that. And there's so many, my friends, of the Lord's people, they do not escape these things. The Lord hasn't promised to deliver them and take them away from these troubles. It is through much tribulation you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But fear not, I am thy God. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. In all these circumstances, in all these trials, even in that fiery furnace where it was so hot it killed those that put them in. Not burnt them, scorched them, it killed them. It never touched the three Hebrew men. They went in the fire, in the furnace. But there you have this blessed promise. I will help thee. And the Lord was there. And the Lord does. He goes into these troubles, into these furnaces, into these dungeons, into these places where you and I have to come. He doesn't stand without. And I say it reverently, He doesn't stand without and shout. He comes right where we are. And He takes us by the hand. He does. He takes us by the hand and He leads us. He comforts. He speaks into the heart. He is a faithful God. Oh, His love, my friend, His loving kindness, how great. It's past understanding. Oh, how precious. Faithful God, for thou fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. My friends, the Lord Jesus knew what it was to come into that pathway where his people will come at times, and that is to feel deserted. The Lord Jesus, he said this, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken? Now, my dear friends, this is a blessed word for any poor soul that's in that condition. And my dear friends, if you and I are on the road to heaven, there will be those times when we shall have fellowship with Christ in his suffering. We shall not escape it. And so, my friends, there will be those times when we shall feel forsaken, not only by the people of God, that doesn't matter so much, not half so much, it's our God. That's the thing that matters. If you and I are brought into that path where you feel forsaken of him, it is a most bitter trial. But my dear friends, he'll come again. Ah, you might say, but will he come again? My friend, I say this to you. He has made an everlasting covenant with his people. And though he hide his face for a while, and though he delay, he'll come again. Because of his everlasting covenant. He loves his people with an everlasting love. He has paid the price. He has shed his blood for his dear people. None can be lost. But oh, how merciful our God is. How mindful he is of our cases, of our trials, of our needs. Fear not. Why, we've heard these words, I suppose, thousands and thousands of times. They're spoken many, many times in the Word of God. And my friends, unless his blessed power is felt in them, they mean nothing. They mean nothing. You can be in the depths of trouble and somebody can come along to you and say, fear not. Does it mean anything? The fears are still there. All the things you're surrounded with are still the same. It means nothing. But if the Lord comes and he speaks those words into your heart, and they enter your heart, although you're still in the same position, you're still in the same surroundings, you're lifted right out of it. Because he descends into your heart with a fear not. You feel his blessed love. There's a communion, and it flows from the Lord into your heart, and it's so real, it's a power that is felt and known in your heart. Oh, my friend, if you've ever had a word from the Lord, you know what I what I mean. There's something that passes between the Lord and yourself. It flows. It enters your heart. When I heard those blessed words in my heart last Sabbath, "Be not dismayed," I could feel the love of God in them. My friends, you've got to hear these things, you've got to experience, you've got to partake of them to know the feelings, the reality of them. The scripture is true. It speaks of sin. Something must be known and felt, so it must. But the same applies with the blessings of the gospel. Something must be known and felt. And if, my friends, there is communion with God, you'll know it. Because something will be known and felt. So, my friends, there's something much more than just the words in these precious words that we have read. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, may you each and myself take courage from these blessed words. Whatever we may be in at this time, may we be enabled to trust in them. Because, my friends, if the dear Lord has given you a little oath, he has promised in this word to help. You may not be able to claim a "fear not" or a "dismay." You may not be able to claim that he has given it to you and spoke it into your heart, but he has said, "I'll help thee." Can you say he's not helped you? May the Lord then bless you each and help you in that which you may be in, or that which you are to come into. As I said this morning, sometimes the Lord gives a word before one has to walk in a certain path. He gives it. He prepares. Oh, may the Lord then seal it into our hearts for his name's sake. Amen.
Thank you.
abide with us. And be with those, Lord, that now go to their homes, and all be with us that gather round thy table. Oh, that we might feel thee to be in our midst. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forever. Amen.